Well, C&D was founded in 1958. Sometimes people wonder why it took us so long to get an anti-nuclear movement going when the bombs were dropped on Japan in 1945. I think that's partly because Britain didn't develop its own nuclear weapons until the 50s. And of course, in the post-war period, the politicians tended to say, well, we need them for our security, much the same as they do today. But what really got public concern going was the number of nuclear weapons tests that were taking place in the atmosphere. And of course, there were great fears about radiation poisoning, cancers as a result of weapons testing in the atmosphere. In 1957, Britain tested a hydrogen bomb, which was phenomenally powerful, you know, much thousands of times more powerful than the bombs at Hiroshima and Nagasaki. And this triggered a really big movement against the testing of British nuclear weapons or any nuclear weapons in the atmosphere. And that movement, which arose as a result of that, really triggered the founding of CND early in 1958. And a whole range of people, thinkers, philosophers, historians, journalists, faith people, came together and founded CND. Some of the people, that names that people might recognise today, are people like Michael Foot, who went on to be leader of the Labour Party, the historian A.J.P. Taylor. And the great motivator at that time was Canon Collins. He was a Church of England canon. He was a very serious figure, and he really pulled it all together when the great thinkers, Bertrand Russell, for example, he was involved. So Canon Collins drew all these figures together. And in February 1958, there was a big meeting held at Westminster Central Hall in London. Thousands of people attended it. They founded CND. There were even thousands of people outside and in overflow rooms and so on. And there was such a strong, overwhelming desire that they all unanimously agreed that CND should back unilateral disarmament for Britain and also multilateral disarmament as well. So first we would press to deal with the problem in Britain, but then also go on to work to eradicate nuclear weapons worldwide. And that remains CND's goals today, to get rid of both British and global nuclear weapons.